Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion of the importance of knowing the hope to which we're called. God has called us to become His sons and daughters through faith in Christ and be part of His eternal family. And that knowledge gives us tremendous hope. And we're specifically focusing on the hope we have in the face of death. We started out on Monday with the point that there's a lot of fear in our country right now because of the political climate. There's great fear, great anger, great turmoil. A lot of that is we're watching circumstances set up that'll be in play when Jesus returns. The Bible gives us a lot of information about what life will be like when Jesus returns. There'll be great chaos and a lot of fearful things happening. And those circumstances are setting up even now. But that's a whole lesson for another day. We're making the point that fear of death is at the root of most of our fears. If we analyze it, we're afraid of losing our job because if we lose our job, we can't pay the bills, we can't buy food, we'll end up homeless, dying of starvation in an alley somewhere. I'm not being dramatic. I'm trying to get you to analyze that the biggest gun is death. And at the root of many of our fears is the fear of death, because if you take that circumstance to its worst outcome, it's death. And we're afraid of death because there's no one doing it, or seemingly no one doing it. Death is a universal problem. Everybody dies. The only question is when and how. But for a Christian, there's no reason to fear death. Death is a temporary condition for those who know the Lord. Let me get back to where I left off yesterday, because we ran out of time and I just sort of abruptly ended. We spent yesterday looking at examples from the scripture of what happens when a human being's body dies. That's what death is. The physical body ceases to work. But the inward man doesn't cease to exist. At death, the inward man and the outward man separate. The outward man is the physical body. The inward man is made up of spirit and soul. Spirit is the part of you that can contact God, commune with God. Soul is your mental and emotional faculties. But according to the scripture, the inward man looks just like the outward man. Excuse me. Only minus the effects of aging and corruption, which plague our bodies in this life. Jesus in Luke 16 talked about two men who died at about the same time, a beggar named Lazarus and a rich man. They passed into the unseen realm when their bodies ceased working. It's a very lengthy passage, so I didn't read it, but you can read it yourself. And Jesus made it clear that these two men still look like themselves, even though they were separated from their physical bodies. They were fully aware. They didn't pass into soul sleep. The Bible doesn't teach anything like that. They were fully aware of themselves, of each other, of where they were. They remembered the life they left behind. They recognized each other, and they recognized people who had died before them. That agrees with John's description of people he saw in heaven when he visited heaven. We read some passages from Revelation chapter 7, where he saw a huge multitude of people gathered before the throne of God, and he recognized different ethnic groups. In other words, the people retained specific ethnic traits or traits specific to them. They still look like themselves. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to tell that they were different nationalities and different ethnicities. And he specifically referred to their hands that were holding branches, palms, what we call palm branches. Their voices were singing. They still had voices. And they had clothing on, indicating they had bodies. And then we looked at Revelation 12:11, where it says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We're all familiar with that. But that verse ends up saying, and they loved not their lives unto the death, or they weren't afraid to die. Why weren't they afraid to die? Well, they knew it wasn't the end of their existence. They left their body behind because it died. Actually, the bodies of the people that John saw in Revelation 7 died as a result of persecution and tribulation in the years just before the return of Jesus to this earth. When their body was killed or their body died, they didn't cease to exist. They passed into the unseen realm, and they were aware of each other, aware of the life they left behind, aware of the people they left behind. They still were recognizable and looked like themselves. They weren't afraid to die because they knew death is not the end. See, Paul called himself more than a conqueror and called us more than conquerors in the face of tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword, which can lead to death, because he knew death is not the end. Now, he had this attitude because he knew the hope to which we're called. He knew that Jesus came to deliver us from death in all its forms. Let me read. This is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, speaking of Jesus and why he took on flesh and was born into this world. For as much then as we are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, also himself likewise took part in the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. A lot in this we're not going to talk about. But the author, whom I believe was Paul, was making the point that Jesus took on a full human nature when he was born into this world so that he could die. At the cross, he joined us in death to break its power over us by paying for our sin. The wages of sin is death. And then once the price for our sin was paid, he could bring us out of death and thereby free us from the fear of death. Jesus joined us in death at the cross so he could break its power over us by paying for our sin. When the price for sin was death, he could come out of death and bring us out of death and free us from the fear of death. Now let me read you another verse from Hebrews. This is Hebrews 9:26, which tells us Jesus came once at the end of this age to put away or abolish sin, which is the cause of death, through his sacrifice. And then the writer of Hebrews, whom I believe was Paul, he's contrasting Jesus' one-time-for-all sacrifice. He died once for sin. Verse 27, Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for sin once in comparison to animal sacrifices that had to be offered daily, weekly, and yearly to cover sin but could never take it away. By paying for sin, Jesus broke death's hold over us, thereby destroying death. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10 says, it is that purpose and grace which he has now made known and fully disclosed and made real to us through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who annulled death and made it of no effect and brought life and immortality to life. That is immunity from eternal death. He brought it to light through the gospel. Let me read Hebrews 9:28, after we're told in verse 26, he came to abolish death through the sacrifice of himself. In verse 27, he paid the ultimate, final, one for all time price for sin through his sacrifice. And then verse 28 says, even so it is that Christ, having been offered to take upon himself and bear as a burden the sins of many once and for all, will appear a second time, not carrying any burden of sin, nor to deal with sin, but to bring the full salvation of those who are eagerly, constantly, and patiently waiting for and expecting him. See, note the idea here that a plan is underway. The first part of the plan was accomplished when Jesus joined us in death at the cross, went into death for us as us, paid the price for sin, and when the price for sin was paid, he came out of death for us as us, so we could be freed from the power of death, from the fear of death. And he will come again to bring us full salvation. He won't come bearing sin, nor will he come to deal with sin, because he did that in his first coming, but he will come to bring full salvation to those who are eagerly waiting for and expecting him. This isn't a reference to what will happen to our outward man. This is decided when we acknowledge Jesus as Savior and Lord. It is an expression to what will happen to our body. See, through his resurrection from the dead, Jesus provided salvation for our inward man, so that when you bow your knee to Jesus as Savior and Lord, you are saved from sin, and when your body stops working, you pass into heaven, the unseen, invisible home of God. But the salvation Christ purchased for us at the cross includes more than just your inward man. It includes your outward man. At the return of Jesus Christ, at the second coming of Jesus Christ, the bodies of all who died in faith with Jesus as Savior and Lord will be raised from the dead and made immortal and incorruptible, and we will be reunited with our original body to return to earth to live here forever. That's the plan, and that's our hope, and that's why death holds no fear for those who know the Lord. We'll pick it up right here tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.